This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio. And it is time for another fresh edition of the Big E Sports Show. That's right, we're going to take time for some NBA talk, specifically the Mavericks and the Pelicans. So delighted to have back with us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and that is longtime NBA coach, and he is the VP of the Texas Legends. Of course, that is the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate, the great Del Harris. Are you ready for another edition of the Big E Sports Show, Del?
Well, I tell you, how could I not be with your enthusiasm? It spreads. It's good. Enthusiasm is good. That's why they call you the Big E.
There you go.
It has everything to do with your name. It has to do with enthusiasm.
Well, Del, I won't post you up too hard. I promise. I'll take it easy on you. But we're going to cover a couple of teams that you actually cover on Fox Sports. You're right there in Dallas. We want to start with the Mavericks. The Mavs with a big win on the road in Chicago on Tuesday night. So let's take time to look into the Delmar William Harris crystal ball. What is going to be ahead for them in 2017? Do you think the worst is behind in terms of with injuries and getting everybody back?
Well, now that's a tough one. Their record on injuries is not good. Again, they have one of the, if not the oldest team in the league, and that, doesn't usually speak well when you try to forecast injuries, not injuries. But if they can stay healthy, particularly Burke and Williams, those are the two guys that are most susceptible. And even Harris, Harris and J.J. Barea, they're all off and on. If they can manage out of those four to keep at least three of them from missing any more than, say, just two, three games, then they have a chance of, I think, continuing to play around 500 ball. But I just don't see how they're going to be able to, put on a really big run where they're able to get up to playoff spots. But you never know. They are a very competitive bunch and have a good camaraderie on the team, and they always will have as long as you have a guy like Dirk leading it. And then Rick does obviously a good job coaching.
Absolutely. The longtime and legendary NBA coach Del Harris is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to our entire conversation at podcastarena.com. Okay, so the Mavericks, they have had wins against Phoenix, Minnesota, and Chicago, and they're looking to continue to gain ground. And I really think they stole one on the road against the Bulls the other night. What else? I mean, we were talking about injuries, getting healthy, getting these guys up and going. They are one of the older teams in the league. But what else have you observed that's been the key to this particular run in 2017, Del?
Well, the schedule has been friendly, of late. And although I will say it's never an easy win up in Chicago, nor was it an easy win against the Bulls, for that matter, because that went down to the last second shot, but it was a very good game, very well played, hard played game, and a confidence builder for sure. I mean, no doubt about that. And I think that one thing that they have had trouble with this year is closing out a game. They've had a number of games where they're pretty close, but in the end, they haven't had a consistent go-to guy, but that seems to be changing a bit now. And with Darren Williams kind of getting back into the old Darren Williams form, where you can give him the ball and he can create something for himself or find the right guy, which is what he did in that last game-winning play where he was able to penetrate and find Wes Matthews wide open.
Well, the offense, you're right. I mean, it's running more smoothly. And you mentioned Darren Williams. Yes, he's back. He's healthy. But you also got to tip your hat to J.J. Barea and Devin Harris. Here are guys that are coming off the bench. And this certainly fuels the offense. These guys are in attack mode, and it's keeping the defense off balance and finding the open guy, as you were just talking about, with you know, Wesley Matthews hitting that last-second shot against Chicago.
Well, Barea and Harris are really high-character players. I go back with them. I was there the first day that both of them put on a practice uniform for the Mavs, and have kind of, you know, been following them and with them. The only guys they have now are those two and Dirk that were with the team my 8 years when I was with the Mavericks. And so I really follow those three quite closely. And Darren, I've known since he was in college, because he played at the Colony High School for Tommy Thomas, who is one of my really good friends and lives in Houston now and does work down there, not in basketball, although he could because he's a great basketball man. But anyway, so I follow those guys a good bit and on a personal level.
You know, we were talking about so much as far as the three-headed monster with J.J. Barea, Devin Harris, and Darren Williams. But how can we overlook? We got to give some big-time love to Harrison Barnes. And, you know, some folks were a bit cynical when he got that $94 million deal. But you really, it's just, Rick Carlisle has done an amazing job, he and his staff, with maximizing his talent. Give us your evaluation of his growth in his first season with the Mavericks.
Well, of course, he was a good player to begin with. But when you're fourth or fifth option on a great team, on a 73-win team, and a team that won the championship and almost won two in a row, you know, you're not going to have numbers to be able to put up 10 points a game in that situation is pretty good. And that's really what made him a commodity that was desired by the Mavericks and several other teams. But so it was hard when people say, well, he's just 10 points a game. You know, that's a lot of money for 10 points a game. And so now he's getting 20 points a game. But had he gotten the shot opportunities and so forth, instead of being a fourth or fifth option at Golden State, you would have seen bigger numbers, and that's coming to pass here now, and he's more of a focal point. He gets his shots. The one thing I'd like to see him do is pick up his rebound game and then get to where he also picks up his assist game, because he's going to have the ball increasingly now as he, you know, establishes himself as he's doing, and he needs to develop the rest of his game, and he owns up to that. I mean, he says that in interviews, and so therefore, I think he will. And another person, I mean, when you're really talking about people that need to get a shout out, is Seth Curry. I mean, what an amazing kind of just surprise kind of performance that he's starting to put on a rather consistent basis. So long he was overshadowed by Steph, and who wouldn't be, but he's really coming along in his own right as a solid NBA player.
How much has his value spiked since signing on with the Mavericks and providing some impressive, you know, production?
Infinitely. I mean, he was a borderline in and out D League, NBA league, you know, play a few minutes and then go two or three games and not play. I mean, he just didn't have a consistent spot in the rotation before he got here, and didn't have that here until all these injuries hit. And lo and behold, he's similar to what we were talking about with Harrison Barnes. It's a matter of his getting consistent play and having the ball in his hands enough that he could display the various abilities that he has. So, you know, it's opportunity knocks, and you either open the door or you just stay in bed.
Hey, the NBA conversation continues with longtime and legendary NBA coach, the great Dale Harris, after this short break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell, and we've got back with us Dale Harris, longtime and legendary NBA coach. We're breaking down the Mavericks. We're also talking about the New Orleans Pelicans. Give us an update on the Pels and their star, Anthony Davis. He had an injury, and what is going to be the impact of that?
Well, he's doing okay again now. He plays so hard that you know he's subject to injury. He dives on the ball on the floor for a loose ball. Mm-hmm. He jumps into the stands and he puts himself at risk. I'd like to see him quit doing that. I've been doing their games I don't do all their games. But I do 20, 25, 30 of their games pre and post game, as you mentioned, and for 5 years. So I've become a fan of the Pels. I really do pull for them. And they have a tremendous stretch coming up here. They just won the game. They've got five games coming up that at home here, four more. And they really need to get through these games without getting killed. I mean, you're looking ahead there. They've got Cleveland and the Thunder and the Spurs and the Wizards and the Raptors and the Pistons and then the Wizards again before the schedule kind of eases up a little bit with Phoenix and the Jazz and the Wolves and Kings, but and the Suns again. So just looking forward at the next month, these games at home in this five-game stretch where they've got all these games at home, it's vital that they survive this because they're really just out of the playoff spot right now at that eighth spot. I mean, they're in great shape when you figure that they started the game 0-8. They lost their first eight games. Wow. And since then, they've played at a basic 500 level since starting that. Well, 500 would put you solidly in the eighth spot right now. There's only seven teams in the West that are playing better than 500 ball. So, for all their injuries, which they had many, even as bad as the Mavericks, both these teams suffered tremendous injuries and missed games by key players. And they've bounced back, and they had a tremendous win against Orlando earlier in the week, and in which they had six guys getting double figures. And so the key to them is whenever Anthony Davis, who is consistent, gets any help, they're hard to beat. And, you know, Davis in that particular game had 21 and 14, which is low for him, but they had four guys off the bench, Galloway, Moore, Evans, and Jones, that went 18 for 33 off the bench.
You know, as we look at the Pelicans, they've won 17 games so far this season. But as you said, I mean, Dell, they really are, they're on the outside looking in when you talk about the Western Conference. And you've been covering them for 5 years, pre- and post-game host. Why do you think they've been unable to build around Anthony Davis and provide him with that second or that third scoring option in order to compete in the Western Conference?
Well, I don't think the team fits well around Anthony. One basic issue to me for the Pels is that they start two forwards, two wings most games that you really don't have to guard. Cunningham and Hill are decent defensive players, but they've only been averaging about 5 points a game each. And when you have two wings like that, that you can squeeze in off of and allow them to take the open shot most nights, it really hampers the game of Davis and their penetrating the guards, which are Holiday and even Heald is coming along pretty well, and he can penetrate. And then, obviously, Tyreek Evans is a terrific penetrator. So, yeah, the other night against Orlando, why Cunningham came in with 7 of 11 from the field, is his best night in weeks, and he got 14 points. So that really helped. And as I said, they had so much help off the bench that, you know, they were able to win the game quite easily against Orlando, although Orlando didn't have their leading scorer, Fournier, in that particular game. But they play again the next five games are the Nets, Cavs, Thunder, Spurs, and Wizards. So they got to get the Nets game and then hope for the best with kind of a murder's row.
We're going one-on-one with the pre- and post-game analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. That is the great Del Harris. He's joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Okay, so as we talk about the Pelicans, give us your assessment of Buddy Hield. You just talked about him. The Pels, they selected him in the 2016 draft. Size up his first season in the NBA.
Well, he got off to a really slow start. He just wasn't comfortable at all, and who would be? I mean, it's very difficult when you've been, heralded as the best college player, and then you come in, and the talent level is so much different in the NBA than it is in college. In college, if you beat one guy, maybe you can get to the basket, and if they do have another player come, well, you can make an easy play to someone else. But in the NBA, you may get past one, but there's going to be a lot more help back there, and big help in most cases, and very athletic help. So, and he was rushing his shot, but the last 20 games, he just all of a sudden he had a couple of pretty good games, and it was like juiced up his confidence to the point now that you pretty well expect him to get double figures most nights and almost every night. So he's come a long way. I think he's going to have a solid career.
We're getting ready to wrap it up. Our time with Del Harris tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. My final question for you here, Del, we are approaching quickly the midpoint of the NBA season. What in the world is going on in Philadelphia? They had a big win on Wednesday night against the Raptors, and that makes it two in a row. They are certainly trending in the right direction in 2017.
Well, they are. In fact,
it's their best run in 3 years.
Yeah. Well, they've won 7 of their last 10 games.
Right.
And, of course, the key is Embiid. This guy is a star, and you can see it coming. The only thing, of course, was it took a while for him to even get healthy enough to play. But it, as you could see, this even in the early season, he wasn't good every game, but when he was good, he was really good. And he just has come along and just done a great job. He's going to be a star in this league.
Well, they had to be very patient, and right now the 76ers with 14 wins on the season. Always a pleasure to catch up with Del Harris, the great NBA coach. Thanks so much, Del. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and enjoy being on anytime.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio. and the Big E Sports Show. That's right. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And it is hard to believe. The countdown's on. We are less than 1 month away to National Signing Day 2017. Mark it down. That's right. It's Wednesday, February 1st. And I tell you what, if you are a Texas Longhorn, there is a lot of excitement because you've got a new head coach with Tom Herman in place. And so 2 weeks away from National Signing Day, we wanted to catch up with Texas's super booster, a dear friend of our show. We love him, and that is the great Red McCombs. We've invited him on for a number of reasons, but we got to talk about his Longhorns. Happy New Year, Red. Good to have you on in 2017.
It's good to hear from you again. Listen, always. And we love talking about the Texas football, but we're particularly excited about it this year.
Absolutely. You've got this brand new head coach in Tom Herman, who I would say, just from, you know, observing, he's working really hard on the recruiting trail. And you've always play a major role in bringing in a head coach. So tell us why he was the right man for the job and UT's top candidate. Just give us some insight.
Well, Charlie Strong, that was being replaced by Tom, had a good record. He is a good coach. He just didn't quite fit into the program here in the 3 years he was here. So it was really time for us to make a move, and I was glad that the school did. And the move that they made, I think, is ideal because Tom has been on our campus 2 years as a student graduate coach.
Mm-hmm.
And has done a little about everything around there, and then gone on and become a head coach. And I think that he knows the territory. I think he knows what we expect. But more than anything, I think that he understands the Longhorn Nation. And I think they were delighted when we were able to hire him.
Legendary Texas entrepreneur, former owner of the San Antonio Spurs and the Minnesota Vikings, the great Red McCombs is with us at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his Texas Longhorns, who I know you guys are anxious to get back to national relevance and in the hunt for a national title. So, Red, you're a visionary. How quickly can Tom Herman do it, and what are your overall expectations?
Well, you know, no coaches like to hear somebody say that someone in particular that's sort of close to the program to say, well, we've got it all put together. But I honestly believe that Tom is the kind of coach that motivates his kids and gets enough good kids to where he's capable of winning any football game. If you look at the few games that he lost as head coach over at his last two assignments, the losses were very close. So I think for the first time I would really get out on a limb, and I don't think it's getting out on a limb. I think he's capable of winning them all. Of course, that's difficult to do in any league, but I would not be surprised if he did that. But more than likely, he'll come in with three or four losses his first year. I hope that's not the case, and I don't believe it will be.
Hey, Red McCombs with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I had mentioned just a moment ago, former NBA, NFL owner. So what are the keys to hiring a successful, whether it's on a professional level or a college, specifically, since we're talking about Tom Herman, a college football coaches? Because, you know, a coach can promise you a lot of things that they're going to deliver, but do you go with your gut? I mean, how do we know that this is the guy?
Well, you don't necessarily know that this is the guy, but you know that he's the guy that fits your situation. And we had some good players, and it was proved by us beating some very good football teams over the last 3 years, but also getting beat and really just killed in other games. So you got to have someone that understands what the issues are, understands what it takes to win, understands what this particular conference is, and understands what it means to the Longhorn Nation. So I think that all of those things lined up. I think that we were fortunate enough to get him, and I think that he'll be proud he's here.
Well, I ask you that because you know exactly what it takes when hiring a head coach. You made a savvy move with one of your biggest coaching hires when you were the owner of the San Antonio Spurs and hiring Larry Brown after he led those Kansas Jayhawks to that improbable run and a national title in a championship over my Oklahoma Sooners back in 88. That made quite a splash, didn't it, Red?
Well, it did, of course. Uh-huh. Well, all of my buddies in the business and all said, "You think you're going to hire Larry Brown? He'll never come to San Antonio in the first place. You guys threw a bunch of guacamole in his face," which did happen.
That's right.
I'm sorry about that, but it did happen when he was coaching another team. But I never felt like that Larry was the very best coach. I felt like he was the best teacher. And we'd gotten fortunate, and we really had a roster put together, but we really needed a great teacher. And led off by David Robinson and Sean Elliott and a couple of three other guys on that team. We had some really young guys and talented guys, but we needed a teacher. And I've always felt like that Larry was the best teacher in all of basketball. So I went out to get him. He laughed at me, but an hour later, he was ready to go. Because it wasn't what I said or did. He had an opportunity in that roster that we had, and particularly getting David Robinson, because most anybody in athletics, whether they were into a specific sport or not, could watch David on the basketball court or on the volleyball court or on the golf course. You watch him and you see one of the great athletes that we've ever had the pleasure of seeing. So he knew he was going to get great talent to work with. I think that for the football team, for the Longhorns this year, I think that that had a lot to do with Tom. Tom knows that there's some good talent there now. But you got to put it together. You got to play like a team.
And I think back with the Spurs, as far as, you know, you as an owner found, you know, yourself in a situation where you had a team that had a fragile psyche after, you know, Jerry Tarkanian had to move on. How did you know that John Lucas, would get these guys, you know, how did you know to hire him and that he would get the guys to respond and winning, you know, what, 24 of their, next 28 games? I mean, it was an incredible surge.
Well, of course, I think John is one of the greatest stories in all of sports ever because he had never been a head coach at any level.
Exactly, yeah.
And he, at 4 o'clock one afternoon, I get him and he's coaching that night in a league game here in San Antonio. But I knew Luke real well. We identified in a lot of things, but particularly his problem with chemicals, of which he was a many-time loser. I'm an alcoholic. I understand what that is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just thought I'd totally lost my mind. And if you just looked at past histories, you'd say, well, how could Red do that? But I never had a doubt in my mind. And sure enough, the team that Tarkanian said, Red, you've lied to me. You misled everything.
Right.
This team cannot play 500 ball. Mm-hmm. And I had told him I thought we had about a 700 team there for his first year. And he was 9-11 at the time, and that was what he felt about his team. And the more that he told me about it, the more that I realized that it wasn't going to work. And I'd always had in the back of my mind, if I got into an issue and I had to have help now, and I was in a foxhole, and the bullets were flying, I'd take John Lucas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he shocked the entire world, I think everybody except him and myself, by winning like 24 out of 28. And no coach has ever done that at in any sport, major sport, anywhere, anytime, in league play. So I just say that's a record that'll hold for a long time.
The conversation is going to continue with the great Red McCombs tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell. Hey, we're going to continue our conversation with legendary Texas entrepreneur. He is the former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, the Denver Nuggets, and the Minnesota Vikings. That is Red McCombs. We also want to pay tribute to the legendary player in Tim Duncan, his retirement in the month of December, as far as, you know, with the jersey and just the celebration of his incredible career with the Spurs and in the NBA. So how will you remember him?
Well, that was 100% Popovich, because I don't think anybody else in the organization really were so high on Timmy to begin with. You know, everyone realized he was going to be a good player, but I'll just say that Pop was absolutely convinced that this was going to be one of the greatest players that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, boy, where's he coming from? But at any rate, he was everything that Pop thought he would be, and certainly a great, not only basketball player, but a great person for your program, and just a wonderful guy to have wearing your colors. So he did his thing, but I will tell you another thing that Popovich has done.
What's that?
He uncovered a guy that most people weren't thinking about, and he has now waked up the entire world, and we really got some great teams over in the West, as you well know.
Sure.
But at any rate, I think that if we just jump forward a minute, I think the team to watch this year will be the Spurs. I think that they will take it all.
Wow, you're going on record saying that they are going to win it all. And why not? They're the second best team right now in the league. And
Popovich will probably kick my rear end for saying that.
We won't tell him.
But I'll tell you, this team is good and getting better. They're not even really know each other yet. They're about halfway through the season. Another 15 or 20 games, they'll hit their stride just about the time for playoffs. And over here, you know, we got some great teams in the West. So we're going to have to be good. But I fully believe that Pop has got the team put together again that's going to take it all.
Well, the Spurs, they had a rare off week. They lost 2 of 3, but that hasn't happened in quite some time. But one of the things I did want to ask you, Red, is what are some of the reasons that the Spurs, they really haven't missed a beat since Tim Duncan has retired? How does Coach Popovich, how does he do it with this level of consistency and sustained success?
Well, I give Larry Brown all the credit in the world for the development that Popovich ended up being, because he just recognized that here was a guy that was bright, that was a student of the game, but more than that was a student of psychology and people. And the fact that you've got a coach and the coaching staff has to live with these guys for 7 months out of the year, and they're either playing or traveling all the time, playing over 4 games a week. And being an athlete yourself, you know, that's hard to stay geared up
right. For
that. But I just give Popovich all the credit in the world, because he develops guys that want to play for him. And if you watch the Spurs and watch what some players say, you'll see that the players are always very, very positive toward Pop. And Pop is going to go down in history. I don't know how long he's going to want to coach, but certainly as long as he wants to.
Yeah.
But good God, you know, here we are in the smallest market. Here we are with the ship that shouldn't be able to, and we stand up against New York and Chicago and Philadelphia and L.A. and all, and not just one night, but throughout the program. So really great. And in addition to that, Pop develops a lot of coaches under him that are coaching in the league. And now they know everything that he knows, and he's got to go beat them.
Absolutely. Only have time for one more question with the great Red McCombs tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And it is a very special program tonight. In fact, George Karl, one of your former players, is on our program. You got to share at least one story about George Karl and his time with the San Antonio Spurs.
A thousand, but
okay, I know.
George Karl,
no pressure.
When we got the Chaparrals out of Dallas and the American Basketball Association, in our first year, the player that we were entitled to draft, our number one choice was George Karl, a guard out of North Carolina. And not that I had anything to do with it, but Angelo Drosos, my partner, did know the game real well and knew the players well. And he said, this is a tough-nosed, hard-nosed guy.
Mm-hmm.
And someday he's going to be one of the best coaches in the business. And, of course, he did a great job here for us as a player. And he's done a great job as a coach.
Yep.
He's had some medical problems over the last few years. But we love him to death in this market.
Thank you so much, Red, and some great insight on your Texas Longhorns and also talking about the Spurs. We've got you on the record that they're going to win it all in 2017.
Well, I'm going to go put on another CD of old Sally Charlie Walker.
There you go.
Who
I
just
love
happens to be your father.
Oh, that's
who was
right.
One of the greatest friends I ever had. So, well, thanks for calling and good luck.
Absolutely.
Hotel Eli, I really like that stroke he's got.
Hey, we'll be in San Antonio soon, and we'll catch up with you. Thanks so much, Red. God bless.
Right.
Wonderful conversation with the legendary Texas entrepreneur and former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, the Nuggets, and the Minnesota Vikings, the great Red McCombs, who joined us tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best, the next generation of sports at SB Nation Radio.